B'yoyma talya milsa. Nida is talya the days. So Rashi says, afilu v'meisa isra. That means she poska dam. Even if she stops seeing nida, she stops seeing the dam. Bereya rishayna asura kol shiva. The Maisa, that's the halacha. When Anisha sees dam, she's tummy for 7 days. So even after the dam stops, that's like the issa goes away, still she's also. The nida is not totally whether the dam is still here or not. It's totally in days. Eshesach. But bottom talya rachamon. Eshesach also. Even after your brother dies, his wife is only mutter when they have no children, when there's a mitzvah yibum. But if your brother dies and had children, the Maisa, she's always also to you. So here also there's no heter. So Gemara says the question is like this. This is the way she asked the question. Ma lenida v'yeshesach shekein ein oisrin matirin. The oisr itself has no koyach to be matir. Kol zaman there's dam there. There's no way to take the oisr away. She's tummy for 7 days. Kol zaman your brother is alive. There's no way you could marry his wife. Eishesach is always oisr. Teyama v'yeshes ish mashenke the erev of stam a lady that's married to somebody. Sha'isra matira. There's a possibility that the issa could go off. The husband has a right to give her a get anytime he wants, and when he gives her a get, she becomes mutter. So Mela Eshesish, she can't learn out from Eshesach from Nida. Nida can never be matter herself in the middle of the 7 days. Eshesach can never be matter his wife to his brother. So maybe there the Torah was machmer to say with Ha'ara, Yechayiv, just the beginning of the Biyah. But maybe by an Eshesish, where you don't have these chumras, maybe Eshesish, you only chayiv, you make a gemar bia, where you go into it completely, and not just a little bit. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rab Yena. The Torah says like this to Maskon. How do we know by all Yisurim, the halacha is Yechayiv even just for the Tchilas bia, for the Hora? How do we know it? V'itayma Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua, because Amar Kro, the Pasuk says like this. Ki at the end of the Pasha of Aroyis, and Vayikru Yud Ches, it says, Ki Yichol Asher Yasem, Mikol HaTweva Seila. V'nichrisu ha'nefoshos ha'oisos. It says, Mashm, all the nefoshos, all these iservis, are put together. So we darshan hukshu kol ha'royis kulun lanida. All the different aroyis that you're not allowed to live with those ladies, they're all learned out from the parsha of Nida. So what? Ma Nida, just like the Torah says clearly by Nida. The horror that you chayiv even with the beginning of the Biyah, if you live with an Isha to Nida. Just with the Tchilas Biyah, you chayiv chorus. You don't have to come on to a Gemar Biyah. I tell you, I've called the horror. The Chiddush is by all other Erevus is the same halacha. We have this Hakesha, the Rabbi Yoina, that all their Royis learn out one from the other. So therefore, all their Royis have the same halacha, that they're all chayiv even just with Tchilas Biyah. So tomorrow, now that we're saying we have this hekish, how come we have to learn out Be'eshesach? Why does the Torah say Lashon of Nidahi? What does it have to say your brother's wife is a Nida? Just to teach us that Yechayiv, even with Ora, you know it anyway. You know it from the Keshet Rav Yaina. So why does the Pasuk say an extra word by your brother's wife that she's called a Nida? So where it says, like the Rav Huna, teaches like Rav Huna's halacha. The Yama Rav Huna, Remez liyavama minator minayin. Where's the remez that there's such a mitzvah of mitzvahs yibum? Where's the remez for it? The remez means a little. Note, a little bit remez. How do you know it? So Gemara says for the Gemara minayin. Where the remez is? Haksiv the Torah says clearly. Not only a remez, not just a little note, a little guess like. It's clearly the Torah says. It says yavama yava yaleh. Says clearly there's a mitzvahs yibum. So what's the kasha? Where's the remez for yibum? So Gemara says, "Elo remez liyavama shasura b'chaya baila." How do we know that kol zaman your brother is alive, you're not allowed to live with his wife? Like Rashi says, "What's going to be yim gir shochiv?" Let's say your brother gave his wife a get, and your brother had no children. How do we know there's no mitzvah yibum? Maybe the mitzvah yibum is whenever your brother is not married to her, there's a mitzvah yibum. How do we know only when your brother dies? Maybe even when your brother gives his wife a get, there's a mitzvah yibum. Minayin. So Gemara says, "Hai svara, this is also a svara." Midiyo marachmon liyacha misas baila. Sharyo, since the Torah says clearly the whole parasha of yibum is only when there were two brothers and one died. The Torah says clearly it's only when the brother died, then there's a mitzvah yibum. Nechlav, mir, it's a proof Tebechaye Bala Asura, that calls the man the Bala is alive, even though he gave his wife a get, your brother gave his wife a get, Havad, there is no Mrs. Yibum. You're not allowed to live with her. Fred Gemara, but maybe like this. Vedilma maybe liyacha, misas baila mitzvah. Maybe when your brother dies without children, then true, there's a mitzvah to be miyabim his wife. But b'chaye bala, when your brother is still alive, and he gave his wife a get, maybe rishus, maybe if you want to, you're allowed, maybe there's no isser involved. There is no mitzvah, but maybe it's only rishus. Inami, even maybe like this. Liyacha misas baila in. B'chaye baila lo. Even if you want to tell me that diyak. The Torah says the mitzvah yibim is after your brother dies. Mashma, when your brother is still alive, even though he gave his wife a get, there's no mitzvah yibim. But I tell you, the klal should be, v'lav habo mechlal asei is nasei. Since you only learn it out from a lav habo mechlal asei, since the Torah says the mitzvah asei of yibim is after your brother dies, so here it's mashma that kozman he did not die, there's a lav you're not allowed to live with her. So I tell you, it's called an asei, that's all. I'll say there's only an isra asei involved. There's no chiv koros though. Or makro, that's why the pasuk says no. V'yish asher yikach sheshes achiv nidahi. Says that what your brother's wife is considered a nida. Fredi Gemara, v'chiyesh achiv nidi. Is your brother's wife always a nida? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Elo kenida means to tell the other Yisra is like the Yisra of a nida. Said ma nida, just like the Yisra by a nida. Afal pi sheyesh lehetel yachem mikan. Even though there's a heter after 7 days when you go to the mikvah, but bishasi sur bekaris calls the man the yisur is here. Calls the man she has a tumas nida. She is a chi of karis. I'll tell you af eshesach nami. The same thing beshesach. Af a pish yesh leheter liyachem ikan. Even though there's a heter, there's a mitzvah yibum only when the brother dies. Without children, that's when there's a mitzvah yibum. But maybe b'chayi bala, but when the brother is still alive, even though he gave his wife a get, I'll tell you b'chorus. Then talk you chayiv chorus. That's the chidusha of eshesach is called the nidahi. The teaches this, that even though the brother gave his wife a get, l'maisa there's still a chayiv chorus of eshesach. The only time there's a heter, only when your brother dies, and he has no children, then there's a mitzvah yibum. But before that, she always remained with an Issacharis. So the Mara, Elohoro, Dixiva, Gabi, Achois, Av, Vi Achois, same Lamali. So now that we're saying we have Hekesh, Reb Yoni, we learn that all these Surim together, what does that have to say the word Hora by your aunt? Like Pshita, your aunt is an Erba to you. So Pshita, the Aver is even by the Tchilas Bia, not only the Seif. So the Mara says, Look at the boy, Yimene, Ravina, Mirava. Like Ravini asked a question from Rava. The what? Hamara bezochamal. What's going to be if one man lives with another man? Mishka bezochar. What's going to be if he only makes her, he only starts to go in a little bit, not completely? Is he chayiv misa or not? So Gemara says, bezochar, mishka veishak sivi. The Torah says the avera of one man living with another man, the Torah calls it mishka veisha. Just like an isha. So it means to teach us that the same way the avera is by an isha in erva, the same way by a man. So if one man goes into another man, just the beginning, his Ava goes in a little bit, for that alone it's Chayiv Misa. For Tumari Allah Amorah Bebehema Mahu, why does the Torah say the word Hora by Bebehema then? So it says, Omalei, Emeinu Inyan Lohora, Dichsiva Gabi Achoy Sav, El Amorah Bebehema means that was his question. What's going to be the Alocha? El Amorah Bebehema Mahu, let's say somebody lives with an animal, it's Chayiv Misa. What about if you only make a tchilas bia? You just put your aver in a little bit. You just start to go in. Not completely. Ma, what's the locha? That was his question. Oh, Malay, and this he answered back. It says an extra time, hora, by your aunt. Emeinu inyan lahora, diksiva gab yachoy sav, yachoy same. If it's an extra word, hora, that you chay just for the beginning of the bia, by your aunt, to yasti of a keshet rab yena. Because that, you know, from that keshet rab yena, to no inyan lahora, the behema. Put it by the aura by a behema. The Torah is teaching us that if you live with an animal, just with the beginning of the bia, also yichayiv misi. Do not need a gemar bia for tchilas bia, also yichayiv. So michti. Let's see. Behema chayve misis bezdin. If a man lives with an animal, he's chayiv misis bezdin. My time ksev lahora dido gabi chayve krisus. How come we're learning it out now? The pasuk says an extra word hora. by the parsha of your aunt to teach us what, if you live with an animal, you chayv with aro alone. The chur living with the aunt is only chayv krisis. Living with an animal is a chayv mises bezdin. The chur kasher is lichtov gabe mises bezdin. Why didn't the Torah say this chiddush beferish in the parsha where you chayv mises bezdin? Why do we have to learn it out from the parsha of your aunt? So Gemara says, the name of Mises Bezdin, put it in a place where there's an Issa Bezdin, Mises Bezdin, and learn out one Mises Bezdin from another Mises Bezdin. So Gemara says like this, this pasuk of talking about your aunt, that your mother's sister, or your father's sister, Aydi Dekulei Kro L'Drosha, or Asi, like the whole pasuk is extra. Therefore, Ksiv Beinami Ho Milsa L'Drosha. It says the word of Aura, they're ready to teach us L'Drosha. Even though it's going on a place of living with an animal, which is a Chayv Mises Bezdin, but since that whole Pasuk is extra, that's why it's Pusta Chiddush there in that Pasuk already. My Drosha, what's shot the whole Pasuk is extra? The Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Ervas Achoysa Vicha, your father's sister, Loisa Gali, you're not allowed to live with, Bein Minav, Bein Minayim. It doesn't make enough community your father's sister, whether it's the sister from the same mother or from the same father. You're telling me, Bein Minayim, Bein Minayim, it doesn't make a din of kamina, whether she's your aunt from the same mother of your father, the same father. Or maybe not like that. Maybe only if she's your father's sister, that they're brother and sister from the same father and not from the same mother. V'dinu, and really there's a svara like that. Chayiv Khan is an erva of your aunt. V'chayiv bi'achoysoi, there's an erva of your sister. Ma'achoysoi, just like by your sister. Be'minam, we know your sister, even though it's only from the same father, or just from the same mother, there's a chayiv chorus, you chayiv to live with your sister. Is Af Khan the same thing here also by your aunt? It doesn't make enough gemin if it's your father's sister from the same father, from the same mother, Yechayiv. Bein min av, bein min aim. That's one way to say it. Oi, maybe not like that. Klach l'derech zu, let's go look at a different angle. Let's take a different route, how to look at this. The word that says, Chayiv Khan, there's a chayiv here by your aunt, v'chayiv b'dei dosai. There's also another chayiv b'dei dosai by your real aunt. So ma doi dosai, min av. Fulay minayim, just like your aunt. The term went out that yechayiv on your aunt, that your father's brother's wife. That's what we say yechayiv by aunt. His only if it's your father's brother from the same father. And fulay minayim, not from the same mother. Av kan, maybe here also. Minav fulay minayim, only if it's a sister of your father from the same father and not from the same mother. So how do we know which way to learn it out from? So Gemara says, Nira lemidoyma. Let's look at which way is the more daima. Don and Isra habo mi'elov. Mi Isra habo mi'elov. Let's learn that Isurim that come by itself the way you're born. You're born with this Isra. From another place where you're born with this Isra. And don't learn out from your aunt, that is your father's brother's wife. That his wife is also to you. She wasn't born also to you. She wasn't born your aunt. She's only later when your father's brother marries her that she becomes also. So don't learn out from that. That's one way. Oi, maybe no. Let's look at it this way. Donin kroiviav mikroiviav. Learn out ants from ants. Gefort, why are they also to you? Because they're relative to your father. Whether it's your father's brother's wife, or whether it's your father's sister. Learn out one from the other. That what, just like one is by both, here also by both. And don't learn out, forget, just like your aunt, your father's brother's wife, is only yasa from the same father, not from the same mother. Hu adin, your father's sister is only yasa to you from the same father, not from the same mother. And don't learn out the yasa, you're not allowed to live with your own sister. Shekroi v'yatzmoi, because your own sister, that's your own korah, she was born together. That's the Yisra. Mashain came. Your aunts have to do with your father. It's not your curve, it's a curve of your father. Since it's your father's sister, or your father's sister-in-law, that's why she's also to you. So learn out that way, and don't learn out from your own sister. Because your own sister, she's your own relative. And this we say, Tam Lema, the Pasuk says, The pasuk says clearly, you're not allowed to live with the sister of your father. Whether that's what the pasuk says extra here to teach us whether it's your father's sister from the same mother or from the same father, she's also to you. Why does the pasuk say the your mother's sister? The same thing. To teach us that your mother's sister, whether she's a sister from the same mother or else only from the same father, still she's an erva to you. For the Gemara, lomli lemichtav biachois av, lomli lemichtav biachoisain. Like, why does it have to say it two times for? It's Rashi, lomli lemichtav hay kro yisera betavayu. Say one time extra. Hamela, I know by both. If I know by your father's sister that she's also to you both ways, who are then your mother's sister should be the same way. Why does the Torah have to say it twice? Your father's sister and your mother's sister. Someone says, Omar Rebbe Yavua, Tzrich, I need both of them. Because of Rachmana B'Yachoisav, the Torah only would have said by your father's sister, Hatayya Shekhen Yes Lachis, there's a chis involved. So Rashi word the mishpachas av kriy mishpacha the sivya siyaldu a mishpachosam levesa voisam. Since it's your father's sister, it's called the same mishpacha. There's chiyus there. That's why your father's sister is also to you. Avolachoy same, but your mother's sister aim aloy. Since by your mother it's not called the mishpacha, maybe the Torah didn't ask her sister both ways. Vikasa rachmana biachoy same. What? The third would only say the Pasha. By your mother's sister, Shekain Vadois, your mother's sister, Koponim is a Vadai. Trash Yachois Aim Vadai. Kroy Vosoi. You know for sure she's your Korif. She's your mother. Avalachois Av, Shem Machas Mashalom Ain Zaviv. But your father's sister, you're never 100% for sure that's your father. You don't know 100% for sure who your real father was. Maybe Chas Mashalom, if your mother has nus with somebody else. So your mother, that's Vada, your mother, there the Torah said, maybe her sister. But your father's sister, Eimaloi, maybe there the Torah did not say this Chiddush and Chayiv both ways, from the same father, from the same mother. Therefore the apostle had to say both of them. The Chiddush both places, Yechayiv, whether they're for the sister from the same father, or only for the same mother. Now the Gemara says, V'doi dosoi. After we said that your father's brother's wife, your aunt, tefshita le'latana, t'min'av v'loy min'aim, you only chayiv if it's your father's brother from the same father. But if it's only your father's brother from the same mother, then you're allowed to marry his wife. After he gives her a get, you can marry her. Minole, how do we know this? That your aunt is only from the brother of the same father, not from the same mother. Omar rova asiya doi 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 di. Omar gzera shava doi 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 doi. Ksiv hocha ervas doi doi gila. Uksiv hosa my doi doi a ben doi doi igolenu. It says in the Pasha of Gula to redeem you, it says that your uncle should come to redeem you. Ma lahala minav. Just like over there, which uncle has to redeem you? Your brother, your father's brother from the same father. V'loi minayim, not from the same mother. His avkan here, when the Torah says you can't marry your aunt, is minav v'loi minayim. It has to be the aunt that was married to your father's brother from the same father and not only from the same mother. For the marva hosim minon, how do we know gufa by gula? The pasha, if you have to be goal yourself, how do we know only it's a kar of only your uncle from the same father? On makro, the pasuk says mi mishpachtoi yigolenu. From your mishpacha, they should redeem you. So we dash mishpachas av kriya mishpacha. A mishpacha family goes after the father. The father makes up the family. But mishpachas aim in a kriya mishpacha. That that you have mishpacha from your mother, that's not called your mishpacha. The mishpacha goes after the father. As it says by gula to redeem, it says the word mishpachtoi, so for sure it means the uncle of the from your father's brother from the same father. So what din here also by the din erva that it says you can't live with your father's brother's wife only means if it's his brother from the same father. But if it's only the brother from the same mother, there's no issa on his wife, that aunt is mutter to you. Weiter. The Yoditzna, that we learn like this. Omruloi, they told you like this. Meis ishtecho, they told you that your wife died. Yeah. Venosa choysa. Because of that, after your wife dies, you're allowed to marry your sister. So you married a sister from the same father. Mesa. Then you heard the second one died. Venosa achoisamima. You married her sister, but only from the same mother. Mesa. Then you heard that wife died. Venosa achoisamivia. Then you married that sister, that wife's sister, from the same father. Mesa. Then your fourth wife died. Venosa achois. You married her sister, meimai, from the mother. So locher is, and then it comes out, we found out that your first wife was alive. Your first wife did not die. So locher is like this. Muta barishena, with your first wife, you still muta too. Ah, you live with a sister. Lamaisa, the kedushin was not chal, because she's an erva to you. And you did it like b'shege, you didn't realize it. So vadi you muta to your first wife. The chal, a man doesn't become asa to his wife, even if he lives with somebody else. So therefore, you muta barishena with your first one. Uvishlishis, you're allowed to stay married to your third wife, because your third wife is only relative to your second wife. Lamaisa, your second wife, the kedushin was not chal, because your second wife was the real sister of the first one. Uvechamishis, who are then with the fifth one also you're allowed to stay mutter with. You're allowed to stay, because same thing, she's only relative to the fourth one. The fourth one's kedushin is not chal, because she's a relative to the third one. Therefore the fourth one is not chal. Therefore the fifth one is not called the sister of your wife. You're allowed to stay married to the fifth one. Uvecharis sarasayin, these ones that you are married to the first, to the third, to the fifth, if they have other wives also, their partners are the same, it's called your wife. V'yosa b'shni of revis. But with your second one you took, and with the fourth one you took, those are the ma'isi rosa to live with. Because those are called sisters of your wife, since you're married to the first one, the sister yosa to. V'yain b'yas achas mien pateras terosa. Since you're not married to them, her b'y of one does not pateras terosa. They're rosa to you, they're ever to you. V'yain bo ala shniya. Let's say after truly your first wife dies, now you live with the second one. Then let's say the case was only your first wife died. So then we say mutabishniya. The second one you're allowed to marry because she's your first wife's sister, but your first wife died, you're allowed to stay married to the second one. Mela, now that you're married to the second one, with the third one you can't stay married to, because the third one is your wife's sister. So therefore the third one you're not married to, but a revius. The fourth one you're allowed to be married to, because the fourth one was only a sister to the third one, and you're not married to the third one. Therefore, to the fourth one you're mutter. Upateras sarasayim. These two, the maisi you're married to, if there's another wife involved, so the patra sarasayim, upateras sarasayim, in mace, if they die, your brother dies. V'cholzu achi liachas men, and your brothers give chalitza to one of these two, pateras sarasayim. Because both of these wives are mamish married to you, so it's a regular din tzara, that you give chalitza to one, it pateres the tzara. V'yosla v'shlishus v'chamishus. But in this case, you can't stay married to the third one, because she's your wife's sister. Since you're married to the second one, so the third one is your wife's sister, you can't stay married to her. You're also v'shlishus v'chamishus.